Bank of Cards, this is Cheryl.
Hello. I was calling in response to a offer I received in the mail.
Okay, perfect. Do you have your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, ma'am. It's 2311-0401-0023-8153.
Okay. Okay.
8152.
8152. Let's see here. I have Andrew Bender Cinema.
Yeah, Andrew Bender Cinema LLC. It's the company.
LLC, yeah. Perfect. All right, I'm just clicking in right now. And am I speaking to Andrew?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And let's see here. The 310-903-7284, is that the best number to get a hold of you, just in case we disconnect it?
That's my cell phone.
Okay, cool.
And my only phone, so that's the only way to reach me.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. All right. Santa Monica, not too far from us.
Yeah, you're in San Diego, right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just gonna confirm a couple pieces of information I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions that you might have.
Okay.
Okay, and then what's your DBA name?
Andrew Bender Cinema.
Oh, okay.
Also an LLC.
And let's see here. And the address is 608 San Vicente Boulevard, apartment 6.
It's 26.
26,
yep.
okay.
And 90402 is the code.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business for?
Officially as a company, I've been doing business. The LLC was formed about a year ago, but the business has been existing for about 4 years before that.
Okay,
Sole
okay.
proprietorship kind of thing.
Oh, okay, so it was a sole prop, and then it became an LLC last year.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So then time in business is 2012 then. Cool. Let me just put a note in here. So sole prop in 2012, LLC 2015. Okay. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, yeah, I was looking, one of the offers said had working capital essentially is what I need, just to run operations and stuff, equipment purchases, things like that. But
Okay, cool. So
mostly just to have some cash flow since all my clients pay me net 30 days, so
Okay, so you get paid in net 30, so you have like
yeah, all my clients
cash
that way, and then
flow, like.
just to have cash flow, consistent cash flow, I guess I should say, because I owe people money then too. So
Okay. Do you have a lot right now out in your receivables that you're waiting?
yeah, I have a fair amount on receivables and waiting. Hopefully some checks come today. If not, well, bank account looking a little low.
Okay. So are you guys like a movie theater or something different?
No, it's a production company, video production. I'm a freelance cinematographer, but I also kind of run this production company. It does like boutique full service video production for corporate clients, commercial, anything like that is our revenue source.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so basically you have like all the equipment, and you, if they want, let's just say for example, I want to make a like a commercial, I hire you do it for me, and then I pay you in net 30, basically.
Correct. Yeah,
Okay,
that
cool.
goes.
And how much are you looking for?
How much what?
How much did you want? How much capital did you want?
Yeah, if I can get up to 100,000 would be great, but I don't know if I'll get approved for that amount.
Okay, we can see. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year was about 180,000.
Okay. And then this year, tracking about the
Trying to
same.
remember based on my tax return. I think it was like 180. I can't. I don't have my tax return in front of me.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and then this year you're tracking about the same, a little low, a little higher.
Yeah, well, tracking a little bit lower, unfortunately. The year started off a little slow, but it's picking up. All of June seems to be getting booked, so
Okay.
hopefully it's trending back in the right direction.
That's good.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll make it up in the air, as they say.
Yeah. And then, are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And you mentioned a little bit about equipment. Are you looking to purchase some equipment, too, along with the capital?
No. Basically, what I meant was I have leased equipment, and so just having working capital would help, you know, make monthly payments and stuff on it while I don't have the cash flow from the income.
Oh, I see. That's what you mean.
Does
okay.
that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were looking to buy new equipment.
No, not this year.
Not this year. Okay.
Plans to purchase anything new. It would just be, you know, based, nothing big, mm-hmm. supplies and dental type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No large camera investments or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how much do you need immediately of the 100?
Immediately, like 10.
Okay. And then it kind of just like, basically, you know, every 30 days, it would be great to have like 10 or something like that, just kind of like cash flow it out a little bit.
Ideally, that's what I'd like to keep my business checking account mm-hmm. at, just to make sure, I don't know, just to make sure there's nothing there to cover,
okay.
to cover monthly expenses, which come out to about that.
Okay. Cool. So based on your gross annual sales, which is what we base our loans off of, we can free up about 10 to 15% of it. So what from 180 you have, let me just do 15%, what would that be? So it'll be what I can free up immediately would probably be 18 to 27 on the high range, or the 27.
Okay.
But the good thing is,
27,000?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that's what we can free up immediately. What we can do is our loans, when you're about a third or halfway through your loan, you can get more money. So let's just say, for example, I get you, you know, 10,000, which is what you need. When you paid in 5,000 of it and you're like, hey, Joe, I want some more money. I can get you an updated approval and get you an additional 10K on top of that. So basically, you can build up to the 100 if you need it, but that way you don't have to pay interest on the full 100 without actually needing the money.
I see. So like every month, I can just get a
new approval. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of so that way you don't have to be like sitting on 100K, but then at the same time you're going to be paying interest on it. So it doesn't make any sense for you.
And what is the interest rate, by the way, or is that to be determined?
That's to be determined. But what we do is, since it's not annualized, because you know some of our loans might be for you, it might make sense to be like a shorter term, like 3 months or something like that, or shorter. So it's not annualized. So what we do is we just tell you how much you're paying back in interest. So let's just say, for example, you take 10K out. Let's just say you pay 10 cents on a dollar, so it'll be $1,000 in interest. So then, you know, your total payback is $11,000 over the course of however many month it is that your loan is that you're approved for.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a percentage that you don't have really any idea of how much you're paying back in total in interest. We just tell you, like, you're going to pay back $1,000 in interest. You're going to pay back $2,000 in interest. And it's a set payment, either daily, weekly, or monthly, automatic deduction from the account that we deposit the money into.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can set that up in that interval or however you said, either daily, month, weekly, or monthly or something.
Yeah. It depends on what you qualify for, and obviously we'll make sure it makes sense for your business, whichever option is that you get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then, you know, like I said, you know, halfway through your loan, if you want more money, we can get you the money. And then let's just say, for example, you get, you know, let's just say all your customers decide to pay you in a week or two and you want to pay us back. Mm-hmm. There's no prepayment penalty, so you can pay us back. You get a discount on your payment.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
great to know.
Cool. And then I don't have to run your credit again each time you get more money. So that's a good.
Got
that's
it.
A
okay.
plus time on that too. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application, and then you can fill that out. We just need 6 months of bank statements
from you, and then your most recent tax return. And then I can send over to underwriter. We can see what you qualify for. And, you know, once you say that you like everything, we can actually get you the money in like 48 hours. So a pretty quick process.
Okay. Sounds good.
What's your email?
It's Bender, my last name, E-N-D-E-R, at andrewbendercinema.com.
Okay, so it's just Bender at andrewbendercinema.com?
That is correct.
Okay. .com. Okay. Perfect. And then with your current bank right now, do you have any like lines of credit or any bank loans with them?
No, I do have a my bank is Bank of America Business Checking is my primary checking account. I do have a camera financed through through a finance company. I don't know if they're a bank, technically. So, yes, I do have lines of credit that my cameras are leased under.
Okay, cool. No problem with that. Do you have any other, like, working capital loans out right now?
No.
No? Okay. Have you had one before?
No.
No? Okay. Cool. Just want to make sure here. And then are you looking anywhere else for, like, financing? Are you shopping around or anything like that?
No, you were my first call for that. This came in the mail, so.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Maybe I will. It seems like
Well, I would recommend not to, obviously, because your credit will get ran again, and then, like, we're not going to reinvent. Yeah, so, and we only do a soft pull, so you don't have to worry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you. Do you know when you might be able to get everything back to me? You can either fax or email.
I can probably email everything to you by, like, the end of today, maybe early evening tonight, so you'll have it first thing in the morning.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. And then I'll just, once I get everything, I'll just touch base with you. Just make sure, you know that I got everything. And then I'll send it over to your underwriter, and then I'll update you as the process goes along so you know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. All right. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.